minutes after 7 o'clock. Yeah, we are on top of Old Smoky once again. We're at 50 degrees right now. And listen, folks, you got any kind of breathing issues, asthma, COPD, that kind of thing, be aware of that before you head out the door this morning because it is a little intense. It is the second Tuesday of the month, and that means we are talking Wilkins Soil and Water. Adam in to talk with me this morning. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me this morning.
I'm glad we spoke on the phone the last time, but we've never had you in studio.
Absolutely. So it's great to get in here in person and actually put a face to the voice.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, welcome to the hut. I call it the hut because of the brown on the wall.
Sure.
So let's talk Wilkins Soil and Water. You guys are endlessly busy out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's going on?
So the big thing this month is our annual Soil Health Field Day. That's on July 9th. That'll be coming up here. So we'll be out just north of the hospital in Breckenridge there. We've got a demonstration plot that we work with a local producer, Vance Johnson, to test out some soil health practices. We've
right.
got different plots, different things we're doing, kind of comparing. We're 5 years into it now, so we can really start seeing the differences, the changes we've made in the soil by applying less tillage, by applying cover crops, and comparing it back. We've got a fully conventional site where we do conventional tillage, conventional crops, everything like that, no cover crops. So it's really a good opportunity. It's like 60 acres that we can really hone in on.
Right.
This is a large-scale kind of demonstration of what we can do.
Great event, and talk about information.
I mean,
people out there just kind of seem to drink it in because there's so much output.
I've only been here for a few months. My predecessors have done a really great job of maintaining this test plot or demonstration plot, keeping it going, and pulling a lot of resources from the state and from universities and from the NRCS as a national, really getting these resources together to make it mean something for Wilkins County.
Well, and the people doing the demonstrations too, talk about knowledgeable.
Absolutely.
Because I've done interviews with them before too, and you ask them one question, they can go on for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't claim to know everything, but hey, I can find somebody that does.
Absolutely. I don't have the answers, but I can get them to you.
Yep,
for sure. So again, that's coming up July 9th, so that's right around the corner.
July 9th is coming up. We'll be, starting to get things set up, starting to get things lined up pretty soon here. So, yeah, we're excited to see people out there and excited to get soil health going again and showing people what it does in the field.
That's one of the highlights of my summer. I love being out there because it is. It's such a great event. Plus, you feed people,
So, yeah, there's a free lunch. So if nothing else, come down and ignore us for a couple hours while we talk and get a free lunch.
There you go. So. Hey, let's talk trees.
Yeah.
You guys are big on trees out there at Soil and Water.
We are. Trees are winding down. We've still got some left over. That's kind of a earlier season thing, but hey, if you've got a big tree planting you've been looking at, come talk to us. We'll get something scheduled for next year. Planning ahead is always great. We can pick the site, we can prep the site, we can get covers down so we don't get weed problems on the site. We can make sure we order the right trees for you next year. We're putting our tree orders in the fall, and they don't come until the spring. So,
and it's always popular because you guys seem to go through them really, really quick.
Oh, absolutely. We do. We go through a lot of trees. I know the Richland Soil Conservation District, they go through a lot of trees as well. So that's kind of what, think back to the Dust Bowl, that's kind of what catalyzed or got us all going, is planting trees, stopping wind erosion and stuff, and we got plenty of wind erosion around here. So
what about projects? You got a lot of projects going on this summer. What's happening?
The big thing right now, soil health, we talked about the demonstration site, but soil health is always a big thing. We've got a lot of money coming from the states and the feds, to get soil health in Wilkins County.
Sure.
So that's cover crops. If you're looking at doing some, reducing some tillage and offsetting the different costs of learning that and maybe, making some mistakes along the way, we're here to help help that roll out a little bit easier.
Sure.
It'll maybe not incentivize it, that's not the right word, we got to talk about the right words and everything, but to minimize the risk of adopting these new practices and trying things out. And
so you're kind of new to this, but you kind of come from this background, right?
Absolutely. I grew up in the area. I graduated in 2013 from high school here, went to college, and then for the last 5 years I've been up in Detroit Lakes working with a watershed district up there and a soil and water conservation district up there. So It's been around. I've been in it. You know, this is kind of an easy transition to a new county for me. So
how do you guys manage all the information that comes in? Because it just seems like there's a ton coming at you constantly.
Very carefully.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine you gotta. It takes some time to sort through it all.
It takes some time. You know, we've got a great crew over there. You know, we all work together very closely, and we all have our different strengths and weaknesses and whatever, and we work our best to kind of offset that and make the organization shine as a whole.
Well, it makes a great team too.
Yeah, absolutely. It really does.
Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Yeah, one other thing. We've got our Rain Barrel Workshop coming up next week.
That's right.
That's another cooperative effort with the Richland Soil Conservation District. If you're interested in that, you know, give one of us a call, either the Richland or us over there in Wilkin. Yeah, give us a call, and we can talk about that and see if you want to join us for that Rain Barrel Workshop.
Adam, great to meet you face-to-face. Yeah, thanks for stopping in here this morning.
Look forward to it.
You bet. And we'll be talking a lot more about Field Days, too, coming up July 9th.
For sure.
All right. Talking Wilkin Soil and Water as we do second Tuesday of every month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Took me around the world.